from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Linda, welcome back in. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Hi, Dom, and thank you for the nice things you say about my work. But we have an entire team in Pennsylvania, and they are amazing. And we're having a Protect the Vote event on Monday in person, September 9th, at the White Marsh Valley Event Center. And Chairman Watley and Pam Bondi are going to be in town again. So if any of the listeners want to sign up to go, please go to protectthevote.com, and it will be a great way to meet the other members of my team.
That's exactly right. But yes, you were bolted to your desk. It doesn't matter. It was Labor Day. On Friday, we got you on as the other case was breaking. And Linda, we're in contact with somebody that will have at 2 o'clock around this whole thing. What is the latest, or what do you see that went into this whole debacle?
Well, this whole Eagles fiasco with the sign at the bus stop that seemed to indicate that the Eagles endorsed Kamala Harris, it's resulting in people being outraged, and they are not outraged at Donald Trump.
Yes.
So I think that's a good thing to come from it. But Don, the solution to information that might be wrong or that we don't agree with is more information. And that's what the First Amendment is all about. And that nice American who was down there taping up signs spreading around the Eagle statement, that was more information.
Exactly.
And people who are going to vote. Yep. And people who are going to vote for Donald Trump, they understand that. And I know that we're talking about this word misinformation, but we're actually that's a word that the left came up with. It's a stupid buzzword term that the Democrats, the mainstream media came up with to force meme us to justify government interference in narratives. But the government should not be intervening in speech. And that's what's wrong with this entire Eagles fiasco, because as we both know, the Secretary of State has this fact-checking website, and he says we are committed to providing accurate, trustworthy information about election administration. So he fact-checks certain things. But who decides what is his misinformation or what's not, and what's important enough for him to put on his website? And that's the problem with government interfering in this.
Exactly. And also, to your point yesterday and my point, he doesn't have anything up on the state website today. If you want to have a teachable moment, this is a really good moment to say, here's how we're going to deal with stuff like this. Because of AI and everything else, there are going to be a lot of fakes. But Linda, I think, too, the person who did this, apparently the ad agency seems to indicate, got the key to be putting these posters up in there, or had their own key made to do it. So, you know, is somebody going to track that? There's got to be cameras, et cetera, and see who engaged in this. It's not their ability to do that, to start this wild goose chase off.
Right. And remember, both Al Schmidt and Governor Shapiro started an election threats task force, and their entire task force was supposed to combat misinformation and election interference. And Tom, I filed an open records request to find out about their meetings, about what they were doing, about the data that they were gathering. And I got back 150 pages from them, and almost all were covered in huge black lines. I couldn't even read it. 150 pages of redacted information. So they're starting this election interference task force, but not giving out the information to the public.
So wait a minute, Linda. What can you do next then? I'm on to this, because I'd like to see, and I bet 90% of it are against Trump and things of that nature. What can you do next when they redact everything?
Oh, I already appealed. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Good.
I already appealed.
Out of the game again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had reached out to the Philadelphia DA's office because they also talked about election interference. And I said in writing that we would be happy to partner with them. And I got back a letter saying that they are completely nonpartisan, so they can't partner with the RNC or give us a seat at the table. But they told me that they're going to investigate crimes involving election interference. So I'm going to follow up with the Philadelphia DA because this is apparently was a crime because somebody broke into that bus station glass and figured out how to put that poster up. And it was election interference because it was putting out information that would really sway voters or tell voters things that were completely incorrect. So I'll be following up with the DA's office.
Perfect. That's exactly, because I want to reinforce, as you know, with listeners who get depressed with everything. I mean, come on, grow up on this. This is a battle for our life of what you guys are doing. This is a perfect example right here. It's a good opportunity to call out Al Schmidt and the others. This is truly that word misinformation here. It's not a joke. Apparently, there was something criminal that went on. Linda, you made a great point, too, on Friday. Listeners may or may not be a holiday weekend with us. When this Commonwealth case came down, we just heard the RNC, and we believe notice of appeal that the Supreme Court will hear it. I guess that's the Pennsylvania Supreme. Dan, did they appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States?
No, it's Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I sent that to Dan.
Oh, you did.
So
okay,
our appeal was. Yeah, our notice of appeal was due within 3 days because the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania shortened all the deadlines for these election matters. So our notice of appeal was due yesterday, and the brief, I believe, is due today. So we have lawyers working on that. So that's all in the works. And so that entire case where the Commonwealth Court said that forcing voters to date a ballot is unconstitutional and therefore that the boards of elections still have to count those ballots, that entire case is being appealed.
I think I only predict here, put on my legal hat, Dan, for a moment, even though not recognized in Pennsylvania. Even the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, I could see a favorable decision here. At some point, people have to recognize the prerogatives of the legislature. But Linda, another point you made, and those in the media don't have it, they believe they won that every county in Pennsylvania has to follow this case now. You made the point it was Philadelphia and Allegheny County that were involved in this. So this doesn't speak to mandatorily, even if this is the law, right, that other counties have to do this.
That's another big problem with this decision. This judge issued an order, but the only parties in the case were Al Schmidt, the Secretary of State, and Allegheny and Philadelphia. So none of these other counties had a chance to participate or be involved. And that just goes to the more election chaos in Pennsylvania. So the Supreme Court's going to hear this, and I absolutely hope that they do the right thing, because asking someone to date a ballot is not an unusual burden. And do we really want everyone to return their ballots with that not filled out? I mean, we've already diluted the signature requirements in that they don't really let us check to see if the signatures match the signature on file. So do we really just want people to just return undated ballots? I mean, would you return your ballot and not dated? No, you want to fill it out and date it so that you know when you signed it, they know when you signed it. I mean, it's part of the process.
Absolutely. One other area to inquire, softening up the battlefield again. We can't possibly, big column today, have all the votes counted by election morning, something like that, the next day or even that night. And all that money that was put in, Linda, to my understanding, you're the expert, though, on this probably. There's new machinery. Some of these counties are saying they think they're going to be able to handle this. They're going to tag in another team to keep counting. All that money that was spent, it's to avoid this excuse we can't get it done.
Right. So remember, and I've told your listeners before, that Philadelphia accepted the grant money, so they have to count 24/7. They can't stop. And in 2020, they did stop. They stopped pretty frequently, and that's one of the reasons it took so long. And it is true that they have new machines. They know what they're doing. We already had one of the lawyers on our team, Jody Felice. He's often on your show. He went down and he looked at the setup, so we know what the setup looks like. And Dom, We really had a lot of mail-in votes in 2020. Of all the votes returned in 2020, it was about 38% were mail-in. But that number has really very steadily ticked downward for every election.
Don't you think, I'm asking, though, that it might tick up this time, the mail-in ballots?
Oh, I think it will tick up, but I'm not sure if it's going to tick up to the high that we had in 2020. And then combine it with the 24/7 counting, the better machines, and they know what they're doing, it probably won't take as long. But you know what? Voters have to be confident. Voters have to get out there. I can't have any of this as an excuse for voters to stay home. Voters have to cast their vote, make sure their family and friends cast their vote, go to protectthevote.com so that they can poll watch, go to TrumpForce47.com, which is a way that we can get out the vote. That's really important for voters to
do. Yeah, I don't care. There's no excuse. Whatever they say, you ought to be more angry at anything you hear like that. Treat it as what they're trying to do, trying to depress the vote. Go out and vote. Grab every person you can that you think is going to vote the right way and take them there to vote. Linda, side question today. We had the experience of John Middleton, owner of the Phillies, plopping down next to us, or right in front of us, at the Phillies game the other night. He roams the stadium talking to fans. What an unbelievable guy this was. Ever run into a celebrity when you weren't expecting it? Who was it and what was it like?
Well, Tom, I spent my entire time at my desk trying to keep voting fair and safe in Pennsylvania. But I will tell you a story. I think this happened about 15 years ago. I was at the Union League and I ran into Justice Scalia, and I was just like gobsmacked. I was, you know, that's my kind of celebrity. And I said, and I actually said this. I said, Justice Scalia, I said, please make sure you're eating lots of fruits and vegetables so you live forever. And all these lawyers around me looked at me like, how could you possibly say that? You know, because you know how lawyers are just so stuffy. And he turned around and he said, I'll do my best. Like, he didn't miss a beat. So,
you were right on point. You may not remember this. I filed this away. This Malvo woman, writing big columnist USA Today, said, I hope when Clarence Thomas got on the bench, his wife feeds him bacon and eggs and grits every day, twice a day, so he'll, you know, pass away earlier. She said, wrote a column on that.
That's just nasty. I don't know how we got so nasty and abrasive. That's completely unnecessary and nasty, but that's where we are today in politics. And again, that's why we need to get all the voters out there. We need to reelect Donald Trump. We need to put him back in the Oval Office so that we can correct some of this.
Absolutely. Linda, that website, can't give it enough times. Give it again, please.
ProtectTheVote.com. Please sign up at that website or TrumpForce47.com. And if you go to ProtectTheVote.com today, you can find out about our event on September 9th on Monday. It's going to be great. Chairman Whatley's back in town. Pam Bondi. They're going to talk to the people who show up to volunteer, and then we're going to have a training for them afterwards. So it's going to be a great event.
Thanks, Linda. Sure, we'll talk before then. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Dan, we're close. It's a neck and neck here. Who's been on, Linda Kearns or Scott Presler? It's pretty close.
I think Linda surpassed him in the race.
Maybe. Yeah. We got to get Presler back. He's out there lurking around, too, registering voters. All right, I'd love to get your response. At 2 o'clock, you know, whatever you're doing, at 2 o'clock, if this comes off, we think it will, we're going to have special guests on this billboard thing that we're talking about, this SEPTA stop, and getting to the bottom of them. And she's right. They apparently broke into, had a key to several SEPTA posters. Who did it? Did somebody in SEPTA, Dan? Did they pay them? There you go. You know, media, do we have to do your work, Dan and I? How about running a feature on a key that fits stuff like this and all the check stuff that's happening with people washing checks by getting mailbox keys?
I mean, that's a great feature, right? There's so many things that are in public life. Like you know those signs that flash that have, like, traffic information that you see on the highway?
Yeah.
Even those things are hackable pretty easily by the public. Like, there needs to be focus put on how easy these public messages can be hacked and such. And,
for
that sake.
All right, so 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on the side question, too. We've got some great ones here. Could be a bad experience. I'm looking at the one Earl has, Dan, Earl of Tacony, coming up. If it was a bad experience there, I'm going to say, oh, man.
I don't think it can be a bad experience with that
guy. I mean, many times when I've gotten to interview celebrities, I was pleasantly surprised. Rudy Giuliani, not. I've told that story enough. Yeah.
Really? Like before all the stress hit him and all, he was still just not.
Yeah, I got to be honest. No, he was not. It was 2004. I came up from Cape May.
Aww.
They wanted me to MC an event over at Nice Street under the Rizzo mural. So I'm trying to chat him up a little bit, Dan. Wasn't good.
Yeah.
I got to say it. It wasn't good. Yeah. So, and I'm thinking, this is a natural for me. South Philly, Rizzo mural, Rudy Giuliani.
You are a lush, I can tell by looking at you.
All right, 855-839-1210.
You're going to have a hell of a story on that one.
You can get on board. We're getting great ones on Twitter. Hit us with yours and your reaction to this. What Linda and I are saying is that the Al Schmitz of the world, the Josh Shapiros of the world, and that's why it's going to be on the Jesse Waters show tonight, we believe, they have to be held accountable. They're weaponizing, coming after people. And it's all concerned. You heard what she said? 150 pages, all redacted. Why? Why are they redacting it? Why can't we see what this secretive thing, when we get lectured by Josh E. Shapiro about democracy and true freedom every day? Who are you probing? What are you probing? Is it the Russians? Is it talk radio? Who are you looking at here for misinformation, disinformation? Imagine being in a courtroom with these guys. That's misinformation. God. 855-839-1210. All right, coming up. And this is where the bishops are at fault.
You can't handle the truth.
Sorry.
Thank you. These Catholic groups that are out there now telling us why it's acceptable if you're a practicing, devout, diligent Catholic, why you should vote for Kamala Harris. You think the bishops might want to say something? I'm not saying don't say vote. I just would like to know, how would Cardinal Dolan, who I had on once, if you're against illegal immigration, Cardinal, or you're favored with abortion, which is going to be worse for you in the eyes of the bishops? It appears to be, oh, man, if you're against illegal immigration, that's really the mortal sin. That milk bottle, oh, that whole milk bottle's filled up. You're going to hell with that. We know that. Remember the Border Patrol and that bishop from Tucson saying maybe we should excommunicado them? How about excommunicado Joe Biden pushing abortion? You think that might be something you'd look at? Harris, I'm looking Fox running this now because it's starting to come up. She supports reparations for slavery. She's being interviewed by Al Sharpton. Will that come up in the debate? Now, if Trump handles that appropriately, because they're not going to ask about it, as an example of things, has she changed on that? I'm telling you, if there's any issue, fracking here in Pennsylvania, big. But when you do this reparation stuff, because her Baptist preacher, her church, is a big advocate of this, and she has been on record supporting reparations for slavery. ABC will not ask her that, but Trump should use this as a card to get at all these change of heart. I don't think she's going to change on that. I think she's going to say she supports it. I'd love to see that in the debate. Yes, I support reparations for slavery. Now, they'll think it'll energize their base. She stood up and finally said it. Let's see how people that are undecided
feel. Having reparations for descendants of Africans enslaved.
If you elected president, would you sign that bill if it came across your desk?
When I am elected president, I will sign that bill.
All right, there we go. All right. You know, good news sign, Trump did not campaign over Labor Day. The belief is, and I don't know why, I guess it's part of the shtick, he has to pretend that he's ready for the debate. He doesn't have to do all this prep. Stop it already. I never understand that with anybody. More, I don't understand why people would be a fan of it. I want a guy preparing down to the most detailed imaginable. And then you just let it go and you act in your normal manner, but you have all that stored up and it flows out of you. Why would you want to pretend you're not preparing for it? I don't have to prepare. Everybody's got to prepare for this. It's the biggest match of your life. This is the heavyweight fight. You think I'm not preparing for it? I could go and do the Donald Trump, the Don Jr. thing, Dan, right now, talk for 3 hours with him without a note. Am I going to do that? No. I'm going to take to the mattresses, give respect to the guests and the audience we have there. And I think that Trump might be doing that. All right.
Phone Finally lines. Figured it out, Tom.
Yes.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank
Listen
a
to
union
comparison.
Member for vacation time.
Now, who's responsible? I say, who's responsible yes. for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Did you see it on Twitter? That's where people went on Twitter. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm impressed
great comparison,
that
I mean.
You pulled up Al Sharpton there.
No, that's...
I kind of, I get it.
That's Foghorn Leghorn.
I get it that I
Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to the
Yeah, Clinton. The previous, yeah. I know it's Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah, yes, let's
they
be clear.
They sound similar, too.
Yeah. I like the rhythm of it. She got into the rhythm with the crowd, you know. But Hillary was, it was a poem, at least.
Hillary's is worse, I got to say.
Oh, no, I think hers is
Lynn's great freedom hymn.
It's a hymn.
I don't feel no ways tired.
But she's really bad at it.
Too far.
Like, excessively bad at it. Sounds like me trying to do a British accent, which I don't do.
Oh, God.
Hello, mate. How you doing today?
Bill in Bucks County, though, is on Talk Radio 12. Hey, Bill. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon there, Dom. I just had a question about that Eagles fiasco.
Yes.
Why don't we learn what Martina White has to say about that? She's on the board of directors.
Well, yeah, she's on the board of directors, but it appears, by all accounts, that they were able to get in there with a key or break in some other way to put these ads in there. That's where it's coming from.
Who broke in?
Well, it seems to be this so-called street artist.
Yeah, but is he working alone? Is he
coordinating
with any groups? You know, it needs to be found out.
All we have to do is look at the footage because we know it was done yesterday. It's not a lot of footage to take a look at exactly. That's what they should be doing, yeah.
Is it just a thing of vandalism, or what does Leslie Richards say? She's,
Yeah, well, exactly.
No. General manager.
No, I'm in agreement that this is where it should go. It's at least vandalism, if not worse, and there could be multiple people involved. But apparently, CBS3 pointing to this street artist as the main figure here.
Right, I got you. So it had nothing to do with the management.
I don't see, you know, think about this. I mean, look, we're living in times of, is SEPTA going to be
you know, some of the board members, you know, like the Bucks County board members is Bob Harvey and John Cordisco.
Right.
And they're both very, very active in the Democrat Party in Bucks County. They're the two representatives from Bucks County on the SEPTA board of directors.
Well, I know, but it's very far-fetched.
It just seems coincidental, that's all. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's people that are abusing the system, and I think that's where the story is. But I'm open to whoever they catch on this, growing them on it, seeing if there's anybody else involved. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And who's your celebrity?
My celebrity is the late Vincent Price.
Okay.
I met Vincent Price in the Warwick Hotel elevator around 10 o'clock at night in the Rittenhouse Square area. I was a microwave technician working for Bella PA. And he was in the elevator. I get in the elevator. He and I were alone. And I sort of got a little bit freaked out because, he's a horror story guy.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're right. Yeah.
So it was here I am, you know, the guy that was in The Fly and Pit and Pendulum and all of these movies, and I'm saying, am I safe?
Good stuff. That's a random example. The guy I'd like to, Dan, you never can get him on. It might be troubled, too. The Eagles playing in Brazil. We've been talking about this because of Elon Musk. But also, the crime rate. This is an authoritarian country running wild. The crime rate is apparently incredible. Listen to... I'm not a fan of this guy as a player or other stuff, I got to say. I think he's overrated. I think he has been for a while, but he is starting defensive back for your Philadelphia Eagles, headed on Friday to Brazil. Here's Darius Slay, I think on his podcast, Dan. It's his podcast, right?
Either that or he's on another Eagles.
Okay, another Eagles podcast. Here's what he said they've been told about going to Brazil.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, but man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel, chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5 hour flight. So, I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, the police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be, the top flight security of the world, Craig.
All right, there you have it. The NFL marches on. Dan, you wanted to know legality looking into the artist's bank account to see if he's
paid back off to Bill's
this.
Call.
Yeah.
What's going to happen here and how I see this unfolding is it's going to be claimed that this guy's a private artist.
Right.
There's no funkery involved with DNC, no being paid off, no organizations involved. A rogue actor, and maybe he gets held accountable. Maybe we forget about it, move on, and that's how it's going to be sold as a DNC. But what's stopping them from doing this over and over again? And how do you investigate something like this to prevent a private actor from doing something like this? An artist who's doing some street art that's very illegal. It's election interference. And I don't know. How do you investigate something like that? And I put up on the board, what's the legality of looking into this artist's bank account to see whether or not he received a lump sum payment or some kind of big payment from a political organization? Is that legal? Like, how do you investigate something like this?
You'd have to look. We're in a third world situation here. Let's face it, with Krasner and the authorities, they would have the power to do that if it is this street artist. They get him, they book him, and then they start to, if he won't cooperate, they could bring other charges against him if there's any kind of probability or evidence there of doing it. It's the Trump people, though, should run with this. We got a special guest at 2 o'clock that's going to talk about something you could do around this. But to your point, this is a major league deal. And people would not be calling it a joke if it were Trump people. They would be calling it election interference. That's what it is. Now, is it just this street artist getting his name out there doing it? Apparently, by all parties, Dan, that I can tell, they're saying that they had to get into this protective shield and they had to have the key or break in to do it. Did they break in? Do they have the key? Which one is it? The problem we're up against with the media, other than Steve Keeley and a couple of other sources, they're not curious on any of this stuff, to your point. They want it to go away.
Yep.
That's what it is. And Republicans have to be on this locally. I don't hear any Republicans. Here again, we have a completely deficient Republican Party. They don't want Trump to win. The guy over here that's the head of the Republican Party, who can call anytime he wants. It's going to take the suburban people to be on this and demand a full investigation. You and I have never gotten a bigger response on Twitter, particularly people on the left. Oh, you're a snowflake. No. This is illegal, what was done here. All right, it's Dan time coming up. Then a special guest at 2.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.